To start training from home, you're going to need to create your own home gym. This means finding the right equipment and stocking up your home. Now, whether that's a spare room, your living room, or even a garage, which is just ideal. The exact equipment you're going to need is going to depend largely on the goals of your workouts and what you're trying to achieve. The equipment you need to burn calories and lose weight, for instance, is quite different from what you would use to build massive muscle. As we're going to learn later in this series, though, building muscle is still actually one of the key ways to burn fat. The more muscle you build, the more you'll drive up your metabolism. You'll find there are certain things and certain principles that will apply no matter what your aims are. And there are definitely some specific pieces of equipment everyone should own. Keep watching, and let's take a look at what some of those items are and how you should approach this process. You're going to be faced with some unique challenges when you begin building your own home gym. The first of these is the simple fact that your home gym shouldn't cost too much. If you're relatively new to the gym and you don't have any equipment yet, it can be tempting to stock yourself up with everything you think you might ever need and end up spending a small fortune. Likewise, you need to think about how you're going to store your equipment. If you have a room dedicated to being your gym, then this latter point will be easy enough. But if you do not, then you need to think about how you can make a gym that will be easy to take apart and put back together on cue, or one that's simply small enough and compact enough that it doesn't matter too much. Oh, and you also need to make sure you aren't going to smash any cabinets or go through any tables. The best tip in this regard is to start small and then build your way up. This means buying just a few items that you absolutely need, you know, to begin with, and then approaching the process in a way that leaves you with the potential to expand and build upon that start. Take dumbbells, for example. Now, dumbbells are useful for practically every workout under the sun, and you can hit all manner of different body parts. But you're going to need dumbbells that are heavy enough if you hope to really make an impact on your muscle growth. Of course, heavy enough depends not only on your current progress, which is going to change with time, but also on the move you're doing. Lateral dumbbell raises are difficult to perform with anything above 10 kilograms, even for a trained athlete. Conversely, though, 10 kilograms would be incredibly light for doing dumbbell presses. So the way to approach this challenge is to start out with dumbbells that can be increased and decreased in size. This means you should be able to remove and add weights as the situation requires and as you build up. Normally, you can get dumbbell sets for around $30 that let you increase the weight up to about 20 kilograms. And this is a great starting point. Or you might want to buy two lots of dumbbells, which will then allow you to build up further still. This is just one example of how you can approach your home gym in a modular and compact way if necessary, while at the same time saving money. Another example of something like this is the pull-up bar. This is an incredibly unobtrusive item and one that will cost you about $10. You can even get a pull-up bar that doesn't need fixing onto the wall like this one. You know, they'll simply fit over the door frame in order to fix into place. The best piece of equipment to upgrade your pull-up bar? Gymnastic rings. Gymnastic rings are simply plastic rings that attach to a rope and can be looped over a pull-up bar. These allow you to perform ring dips, muscle-ups, the iron cross, reverse push-ups, you know, pull-ups from a lower height with your legs touching the floor stretched out in front of you, and all manner of other things. And the best thing about gymnastic rings is they cost very little and they can be stored away easily. A skipping rope, meanwhile, is a great alternative to a treadmill, where you can also do a surprising amount with a bulwark, and that's a piece of metal that offers resistance when squeezed. As we'll see later on in this series, there are also lots of things you can do with everyday items from around the home. So think a little outside the box. Use these tips and the principles behind these tips and build yourself a gym that does everything you need it to without taking up all the space in your home. But for those looking for more specific instructions, the following is a good list of equipment that you can invest in over time to gradually build up your gym. Now note that none of these things are absolutely essential to get started, except the pull-up bar and possibly the dumbbells, depending on your interests and goals. Okay, well, here's how to start. First is the pull-up bar, and as mentioned, a pull-up bar is the bare minimum you need to start training and building muscle. The reason for this is that the majority of muscles can be trained using body weight alone. By performing press-ups, you can train the chest and the shoulders. By performing sit-ups, you can train the abs, etc. However, the parts that are hardest to train without equipment are the biceps and the lats. These are pulling muscles, meaning you need to be pulling something in order to work them. Seeing as you can't pull the floor towards you, that means you either need to hang or curl. Once you have a pull-up bar, you can train your entire body, though it will be easier if you get a couple more items too. And the first are dumbbells. Now, dumbbells are incredibly versatile and are used for much more than just bicep curls. They can also be used for all manner of presses, you know, for triceps, for rows that work the lats, etc. You can also use them to add weight to your body while you train your legs. Make sure you get dumbbells that can be increased in weight. Start with 20 kilograms worth and buy two sets, giving you 40 kilograms in total if you already have a good level of strength. Then there's a bench, and if you want to take your training to the next level, then look at investing in a bench. This will allow you to use your dumbbells in a much more efficient manner in order to do dumbbell presses, flies, and all manner of other moves. The best bench will be one that has an adjustable back, and this will mean you can sit on it or lie on it, and that will in turn mean you can do isolation curls and other moves with it as well. On top of this, look at getting yourself a bench that can fold up in order to put it away. This way, you can tuck your bench under a bed or inside a cupboard, and it doesn't have to get in your way as a result. Then there's an exercise mat. Now, this is not completely essential, but you'll find that training without an exercise mat can cause your floor to become slippery with sweat and can make a mess of your home. What's more is that a mat will make it easier for you to perform moves like sit-ups without hurting your back or buttocks on the hard ground. It's also good for stretching and more. Then there's a skipping rope. Now, for simply burning calories on the spot, there are a few things better than the simple skipping rope. Then there's kettlebells. Yeah, now that you're beginning to get more advanced, for training the legs and burning calories, kettlebells are incredibly useful. And that's because they will allow you to perform kettlebell swings and all manner of squats, you know, such as goblet squats. This in turn will mean that you can build leg strength without needing a bar to perform deadlifts and squats. That's good news, because performing deadlifts and squats requires a lot of space in your room and are expensive to set up. A kettlebell can also be used for all manner of functional strength exercises, including things like one-armed presses. Then there are gymnastic rings. Now, we've already touched on the amazing benefits of gymnastic rings. And the great thing is that these will let you do all the same exercises that TRX does, but for a fraction of the price. In fact, they let you do a lot more, seeing as TRX isn't really suitable for dips. And finally, there's a bench press. And for those who really want to get serious, a full bench press will eventually be a good investment. This will mean getting a bar as well, in which case you might want to move into permanent setup so that you aren't loading and unloading the bar every time you want to lift.